You're listening to SBS News.
A ceremonial dagger is one of five items of faith baptised Sikhs are required to carry, known as the kirpan. Students have been allowed to carry them at public schools in New South Wales for genuine religious reasons. But from tomorrow, they'll be banned. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says no one should be exempt from the general ban on knives at school, where students face suspensions of up to 20 days and even being expelled.
I don't think taking a weapon of any description to school in this day and age is appropriate.
The change was prompted by a stabbing at Glenwood High School in Sydney's northwest almost 2 weeks ago. A 14-year-old boy is accused of stabbing a 16-year-old with a kirpan. Amar Singh from Turbans for Australia says the ban amounts to religious discrimination.
It's about multicultural Australia, accepting people for who they are, what they are, and what their beliefs are. And this is the very core value for us to practice our religion.
Constitutional expert George Williams says while the ban would be problematic on a federal level, at a state level, no such protections exist.
The bottom line is New South Wales can restrict a person's religious observance and do so without legal constraint. That's because the Constitution does not require them to respect freedom of religion, and the state has a free hand. And it means that the state could go further if it wanted to do so. It's a matter of restraint, common sense, good judgment. It's not a matter of there being legal limits.
School systems around the world have grappled with how to regulate the religious knives. In Australia, WA and Victoria allow exemptions for Sikh students to carry kirpans. Queensland schools have already banned them. Most British schools allow small symbolic daggers fully enclosed so they can't be drawn. While the Canadian Supreme Court overturned a school ban, saying it sent students the message that some religious practices do not merit the same protection as others. In New South Wales, the ban will remain while a review considers other options.
We appreciate the significance and importance of carrying through with one's faith, and we support those efforts, and we think there'll be a compromise that all of us can live with moving forward.
We're not saying that there can't be a change in the policy or there can't be modification to the existing policy, but we need to address all concerns raised by the community.
Catalina Flores, SBS News.